The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
Welcome to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. My name is Tom Levine. You can learn all about us at faithandretirement.com. And with me is the man, Jay Peroni. Jay, how are you today?
Doing wonderful, Tom. How about you?
Good, good. Did you have a good Easter?
I certainly did. Wonderful. Had two of my four kids home. I've got four kids. One's in Italy. She's suffering doing an internship in Italy. Someone's got to do it, and she volunteered. No, actually, she was selected to do it of a few students. So one of my children off there, and another one in Charleston, South Carolina, visiting his grandparents. So, yeah, absolutely blessed to have two of the four home for the holidays.
Another beautiful place. Fantastic. So, Jay, a lot of people were hoping for an interest rate cut this past week or so, but the rate remained the same. I've heard analysts say that they expect three more interest cuts before the end of 2024. I mean, is there time for that? What do you expect?
Certainly. If you look at the Fed, they typically do not stand on the sidelines during an election year. In fact, of the last 12 presidential elections, 11 of them, they either raised rates or cut rates. They didn't stand pat only one time. And that's since 1972 that we've seen that. So these moves have been in both directions. They really don't show any connection to who's in power, but there is a great chance that the Fed is going to make some moves this year. They've said three more cuts this year, just like they did the other 11 times. They're going to do something. And now the fact is there's still six meetings left this year in 2024. So there's still plenty of time for them to get the three cuts in. They've got to do it pretty quickly, at least half of these next six meetings. And what they're trying to do is make sure that inflation is near their target, which is 2%, which is a little crazy if you think about it, because historically inflation has run about 3.5%. Where if we listen to the government numbers, they're saying it's around 3% right now. So they're pretty close to that target. So I do think that the Fed will start to ease a little bit, start to lower rates, start to get some stimulation going, because we are seeing some warning signs from consumers. We're seeing a lot more of this buy now, pay later. We're seeing people's cash levels coming way down. They were way up there during COVID with all the stimulus, so they've come way down. And the additional thing that we're seeing is that a lot of people are pawning stuff. The pawn stores, that's another thing that we watch. The inventories are rising, meaning more people are selling off goods to raise cash. And we're seeing delinquencies with car payments and credit cards. So there are some cracks underneath the surface here. The good news is consumer spending is still strong right now. 70% of our economy, our GDP, or gross domestic product, comes from spending. So the consumer is still strong right now, but we'll see where we go 6-12 months from now.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and one of the things we wanted to explore is the economy heading in the right direction, and can you retire soon if you want to? So that's going to be a focus. We'll also talk a little bit more about how you can screen and clean your investments so that you know that you can go to sleep well at night knowing that what you're investing in reflects your values. Jay, is there a difference between the stock market and the economy at large?
There is a huge difference, Tom, and a lot of people don't get this, but think of the stock market as a leading indicator. It's usually about 6, 12, maybe even 18 months ahead of the actual economy. So stocks are sensing the future. Here's where we think things are going, and it's driven by corporate earnings. So as corporate earnings come in and they're strong, stock prices go up. When corporate earnings slow down, the stock prices come down. So it's a very much a leading indicator. And what we tend to see, and a good example is COVID, right? If you remember COVID, the market dropped very quickly. It dropped about 30% over a couple of months. And then a few months later, the market was right back to where it was. And if you look at when it recovered, you can look at, were states reopened? No. Were a lot of retail and restaurants still shut down? Absolutely. Did we have any cure for COVID? No. There were a lot of unknowns, but the stock market was looking forward past all of that, thinking, okay, eventually states will reopen. Eventually stores will reopen. Eventually restaurants will reopen. And that is how the market is looking. It's looking at the future. And really, it's a little bit ahead of the economy. A lot of the economic numbers come in at the end of a quarter. And a lot of times they are reinstated. They redo the numbers, so to speak. And a lot of times you don't really know that you're in a recession until you're already in the recession. Because technically a recession is two negative quarters in a row. You have two quarters of negative growth. And you wouldn't know that until the second quarter data came in and you were now 6 months into the recession. And now you're finally knowing that. Whereas the stock market, corporate earnings might have been slowing down. The market, you know, might be down 15, 20% already. It's already sensed that things were slowing down. And now the economic data is confirming it. So the economy and stock market similar. But again, the stock market usually works ahead of the actual economy.
We're talking to our financial editor, Jay Peroni. And by the way, you can call Jay for your free portfolio screen. It really is free. You can find out now whether the companies you're investing in belong in an investment plan that honors God, or if you need to think about maybe going in a different direction. And the telephone number to do that is 800-270-7310. There are people available, even though it's the weekend, to take your call right now. 800-270-7310. Again, there is no obligation. And you can get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith, by our friend, fiduciary and CFP, Jay Peroni. So don't wait. Get your free download right now. So, Jay, there's this little thing called the presidential election coming up. What do you think the economy is going to be like over the next 7 or 8 months?
Well, the good news, Tom, is this year, 2024, believe it or not, is off to the best start for the market since 1999. And if we go back to 1999 and look at how did the market do that year, well, the Dow was up about 25% and the S&P was up about 20%. So if we can mirror what happened back in 99, we're going to be in good shape. The other good news is the fact that election years tend to be very good for the markets. And that's regardless of party. You've got both sides selling the moon, stars in the sky, promising everything. It brings a lot of optimism and hope to both parties and tends to be a positive year. If we look at every market that's happened during an election year, going all the way back to 1952, they've averaged 7% positive per year in every election year. But even better, Tom, if we drill down and look at re-election years where you've got an incumbent party and they're up for re-election, the numbers get even better. The average is 12.2%. And the market so far here in 2024 through the end of March was up close to 10%. So very close to the average. But remember, averages are just that. There are years that are much better than the average and years that are much lower. I'm anticipating this year will be much better than the average. I think it'll be closer to 1999 than it would be to the 12.2 average. And the reason being is there's a lot of great opportunity. You've got a lot of focus on artificial intelligence, the good and the bad, but a lot of productivity that's improving. You've got corporate earnings are strong. You've got the fact that the Fed could start cutting rates later in the year. We still have strong consumer spending. All of these things right now add up to great opportunity. And I like to study. I'm a numbers guy. And I look at within our portfolio, we look at different companies and make sure that number one, they're clean. They line up with biblical values. They don't violate our biblical screens. They don't support abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, or any of the vices like tobacco, alcohol, and gambling. And I start looking at how are our top 20 stocks doing? How are our top 15? How are our top 10 doing? And a lot of these are doing 4 and 5 times better than the market right now. It shows me that there are huge opportunities right now that are there for the taking for those that are ready to invest and invest for their future and can really just put that money away for the next several years. It's a great opportunity and time to be doing that right now.
God's word says that with the abundance of many counselors and with wise counsel, there is wisdom. And we want you to know that faith and Retirement is there. It's a resource for you. Jay is there. He can take your calls and answer questions for you. And you can learn how to screen and clean your investments. It's actually something he will do for you. So it's very painless and very easy to do. Jay, should our listeners be investing differently when they get close to retirement or when they retire?
They absolutely should. And the reason being is I had a guy and he came to me, unfortunately, after the market had crashed back in 08 and 09. And he retired a 401k millionaire, meaning he had saved over $1 million in his 401k. And he had an advisor that had him in technology and a lot of housing and real estate and things that were doing very well leading up to 08 and 09. And he had been retired for about 3 or 4 years from a telephone company, a big cable company. And he had got a huge lump sum. And he said, okay, I'm going to take $100,000 out per year. He was taking far more than he should have, even when times were good. But you fast forward 08 and 09, and he lost nearly half of his portfolio. He went from over $1 million to under $500,000. And he still wanted to take out his $100,000. I'm like, Dave, you keep doing this, you're going to be back to work in less than 10 years. I said, you either have to have more realistic goals here, you need to lower your income, or you need to find some part-time work. And unfortunately, he didn't position his portfolio properly coming into retirement. Those first 2 to 3 years of retirement are very critical in how you position your portfolio. I like to think of buckets. We've got a risk bucket that's going to go up and down the stock market. We've got our protected bucket where we have guaranteed income. It's protected no matter what the market does. And then we've got our emergency fund. Those three buckets are what can save you if you're properly positioned as you head into retirement and in your first few years of retirement. Because if we have one bad year, just like Dave, he saw 50% of his portfolio drop and he eventually did have to go back to work, unfortunately.
We're talking to Jay Peroni, and if you're wondering whether or not you can retire at all, and if so, when, then stay with us. We're going to take a quick pause and be back with more with Jay right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
So, have you gotten your free ebook yet? 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni. Don't wait. Get your free download right now. The website is faithandretirement.com. Give Jay a call at 800-270-7310. That's 800-270-7310. And you can even send Jay an email with questions if you'd like to. No obligation, as we always say, at Jay, the letter J, Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorservices.com. I will give you that information again before the end of the program. So, Jay, your company, Faith Investor Services, is known for its ETFs. What exactly is an ETF, and why should our listeners need to know about those?
Yeah, one of the things, I've been doing this 28 years, Tom, and have a master's in financial planning, a lot of education, I'm very knowledgeable. But what I always like to do is bring it down to the common person. A lot of people don't do what I do for a living, so I try to make things as easy to understand as possible. And I like to use analogies and comparisons. So an exchange-traded fund is very similar to a mutual fund. Most people understand mutual funds. If you have a 401k or any type of retirement account, you're used to contributing into that portfolio and you have different choices, different mutual funds in there. And those typically trade once per day, usually at the close of business at 4 p.m. Eastern. They're going to be priced once per day and all the stocks and bonds in those portfolios will be priced and they'll have a share price at the end of the day. Well, an exchange traded fund is like the mutual fund, but it's going to trade on the New York Stock Exchange like a stock. It's going to go up and down throughout the day and priced in the minutes. And an exchange traded fund that we operate is called PRAY, ticker symbol PRAY. It's the Christian Stock Investors Fund. And where we're different from a lot of mutual funds is we use biblical screens. We have about 65 stocks that are in the portfolio. It's designed to be a core holding for people. And we're going to manage that actively. There are two types of funds. There are passive funds that may try to mimic an index like the S&P 500 or the Dow or some other indice. We are active managers, meaning that we're going to manage the portfolio based on market conditions. When markets are good, we're going to be exposed to a lot of stocks. When the markets are choppy and going down, we have the ability to be more defensive, to go into more defensive sectors, have more cash in the portfolio, and use other types of instruments that can kind of hedge during some of those downturns. So again, active management is critical. Exchange traded fund makes it liquid. You can buy it almost on any platform, on any brokerage firm. And the ticker symbol for that ETF is PRAY. And again, it's the Christian Stock Investors Fund that is biblically responsible, 100% clean, using our screening process.
Well, you found your place for biblically responsible investing. You're saving and investing retirement. You've probably been doing that for years, and that's good. But do you know where your investment dollars are actually going? This is Faith in Retirement with Jay Peroni. Jay, describe the process of screening and cleaning our listeners' investment portfolio. How does it actually work?
Yeah, so I'll give you a recent example. I had a woman who, she's got a 403B that she no longer contributes to. It's been out of sight, out of mind. I call it the financial junk drawer where you're just stuffing statements in there. You look at them, maybe
rubber
on
bands,
occasion.
Paper clips. Yeah.
So she hadn't been looking at her statement in years. And she just said, Jay, you know, I was really convicted when I was listening to your show. Could you screen my portfolio and help me clean it? So what we did is we took a look at all of her holdings. She didn't need to send me statements. She could black it out. You can do whatever you need to do, but we just need to know what you own and about how much you own. And what we're going to do is go through and look at it from three different angles. The first is going to be from an ethical standpoint. What are the companies in your portfolio support? We went through all of her mutual funds and we looked at, they were violating her biblical values. Mm-hmm. We asked her what was important to her. What did she not want to support? We have eight different big category screens: abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, anti-biblical lifestyles, human rights violations, and then some of the vices like alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. And she didn't want to support any of these. So we looked at, okay, her portfolio had 50% or so exposure to those areas. So then what we did is we looked at alternatives. Here are some ways that you can clean up the portfolio and make sure that it's 100% clean. We could use PRAY as a core holding. We can buy some individual stocks around PRAY. We can add some fixed income, some commodities, gold and silver. We can add a number of different investments, build a diversified portfolio, just like Ecclesiastes saying, you know, yeah, don't put everything into one basket, so to speak. We do that same principle with our biblical responsible investing. So we helped her to basically take an old account she hadn't been paying attention to. Number one, get active management, someone looking over it for her. And then number two, making sure it lined up with her faith and values. And then she has someone she can call when she has questions now. She could never get a hold of anyone anytime she called to get a question answered. So now she's got a personal person that she can reach out to and making sure that is in line with her faith and values. So that's really the clean it and screen it process.
That is huge, to have someone you can bounce ideas off of, to talk to a real life person, not just a person, but someone with the qualifications that Jay has. May I respectfully suggest that you begin today with a family decision. Pray about it. A decision to line up your faith and your moral beliefs with your investments. And to learn more, go to faithinretirement.com. and get your questions answered. You could pick up the phone and call Jay at 800-270-7310. Jay, I think I know your answer on this one, but is it generally better to invest in individual stocks or in index funds?
Well, I really believe that the way our world is today, that individual stocks represent a lot better opportunity than the indexes. Even taking out the junk, if we look at the average S&P fund, about half of it fails the screens. There's about 250 companies that are just complete garbage. They're supporting things that contradict Christian values. But even if we throw out the moral side of it, which to me is important, but let's just, for the sake of argument, throw out the moral side of it. You've got 500 companies in the S&P 500. There are about 50 good companies in there. About 10% of them are really good. You've got 10% that are just junk. They're awful. They're not good financial opportunities. And you have a lot of kind of middle of the road. They're okay. Last year was a perfect example. The top 10 companies were up 75% last year. In the bottom 490 were up barely 10%. So there was the haves and has nots. The same with investing is we zero in on the best of the best. Our ETF Prey looks at 65 companies, not 500, 65 or so companies, the best of the best. We do that with our individual stock selection that we build around Prey as well. We're not owning hundreds of companies. Maybe it's 10, 15, 20 companies that complement Prey. Then we're adding in other asset classes like commodities, gold, silver, maybe even some Bitcoin for clients that want a little more speculative investments. We have the ability to customize these portfolios and do it in a way that lines up with biblical values and not just handing it off to some manager that's just going to manage it according to an indice that doesn't line up with your faith and values and doesn't have great financial opportunity either.
Jay, you've said that you're helping people set up their own pensions, as it were. Even if people don't get a pension at work, you can set up something that gives them income for life. Talk about that.
Yeah, so a lot of these are insurance-based. A lot of people, again, understand how insurance works, life insurance. If you were to pass away, Tom, your spouse would be taken care of with a death benefit. So people, when they are worried about passing away prematurely, will buy life insurance. Well, the other flip side is what happens, Tom, if you live too long, right? If you live too long, you're going to run out of money.
Longevity risk.
Yeah, longevity risk. And insurance companies are in that same business of pooling risk and being able to guarantee income for life. You remember pensions. Pensions are essentially issued by insurance companies. They basically take an employee, how long they worked there, how much the company contributed, where interest rates were, and they could guarantee that they would collect a pension or a monthly payment, maybe on the employee's life, maybe on the employee and their spouse's life. They could give different options. We do things like that. We build personal pensions for our clients in conjunction with their risk assets, their stocks, their bonds. Those are what I call hope strategies. We hope the stock market does well. We hope the bond market does well. But what if they don't? That's where the insurance, the guaranteed income for life, is the backup plan. It's in conjunction with the risk plan. And then the emergency plan is making sure we have enough money in fixed accounts that if we have an emergency, we can draw from that account. And that's really how we do our planning in that three bucket system: risk, guaranteed income for life, and then having some safety and some liquidity for emergencies.
Well, I don't imagine our listeners have enough time to do this sort of thing on their own. And so I'm thankful that you are there to help them. How can people get a hold of you?
They can either email me, the letter J, last name Peroni, P-E-R-O-N-I, at faithinvestorsingularservices.com. So J Peroni at faithinvestorsservices.com. Or they can go to faithandretirement.com, get on my calendar, book an appointment, 30 minutes, absolutely free. We'll go through your financial situation. We'll help you screen and clean your portfolio. And also see if you're heading in the right direction for retirement, or if you're already retired, let's see if you're on track to stay retired. It's good to retire, but you want to stay retired.
Here's one more offer for our listeners. As a thank you for listening today, get your free ebook, 7 Ways to Make Sure That Your Money Lines Up With Your Faith. And that's by our guest here, fiduciary and CFP, Certified Financial Planner, Jay Peroni. Get your free download right now at the website, faithandretirement.com. Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? Pick up the phone and give Jay a call, 800-270-7310. Thank you for listening. Jay, thank you, my friend. God bless you.
My pleasure. God bless, Tom.
And we'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the funds can be found online, KOCG or PRAY. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. The fund is new and has limited operating history to judge. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.